Conservation, Egerton University and the National Environmental Management Authority, NEMA, have initiated a partnership to protect and restore wetlands in Nakuru County and curb further threats resulting from human activities. The university's Vice Chancellor Professor Isaac Kabwage said they were planning to enter into a memorandum of understanding with NEMA towards restoration of key ecological assets including Keringet Forest Area and Kenyatta Dam within Nakuru County, while disclosing the university's commitment to offer an acre of land within its Njoro main campus for NEMA's tree planting initiatives. Professor Kabwage explained that encroachment for agricultural activities, pollution, urbanization and climate change among others were the main threats to Kenya's wetlands. This, he added, has consequently led to loss of key wetlands and associated products and services. Speaking when he hosted a delegation led by NEMA board member Professor Charles Ngome, the vice-chancellor highlighted Egerton University's contributions to wetland restoration including rehabilitation and handover of Njoro River, launching of plastics waste burning at the university in 2017, hosting 9 consecutive editions of Run for the Mau Forest Conservation Marathon and creation of a botanical garden at the university. Egerton University's Green Club activities and annual tree donations contribute to environmental conservation, while wetlands, crucial ecosystems, are often undervalued and unnoticed, he stated. Professor Ngome was accompanied by the Rift Valley Regional Director of Environment Inyoki Makiri and Nakuru Nima County Director Joseph Kopeho. They noted that wetlands are waterlogged areas, which can include marshes, swamps and bogs. They are critical habitats for countless plant and animal species. According to Professor Kabwage, wetlands act as natural sponges, absorbing and filtering excess nutrients, pollutants and sediments from water bodies, which help to purify water and prevent flooding. Furthermore, wetlands are essential for biodiversity conservation. They provide critical habitat for migratory birds, fish and other wildlife. Wetlands are also important carbon sinks, with the ability to store large amounts of carbon in their soils and vegetation. He stated that by conserving and restoring wetlands, the country can help to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and combat climate change. The vice-chancellor urged NEMA offices to help in stopping eucalyptus growing alongside riparian lands, saying people should plant indigenous trees and stop plowing 30 meters up, away from water bodies and wetlands. According to the United Nations Environment Programme, wetlands are among the world's most productive ecosystems, providing a wide range of ecosystem services. These include flood control, water purification, biodiversity conservation, and climate regulation.